And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 31st of October, 2010. It's Halloween, one of the oldest holidays in Western Europe, invented by the Celts, who believed it was the day of the year when spirits and ghosts and goblins walked the earth. So people dressed up as ghosts and goblins to scare away the spirits. And they would put food and wine out on the doorstep for the spirits of family members who had come back to visit. It's the birthday of John Keats, the poet, born London, 1795, just starting his career as a poet. He was 23 when a series of brutal reviews of his first two books appeared, and the same year he learned that his brother was dying of tuberculosis. He spent the last few months of that year taking care of his brother, who died a few weeks before Christmas, 1818. And in the wake of his brother's death, Keats moved into a duplex with a friend, and in the other half lived a beautiful 18-year-old girl, Fanny Braun, who became the love of his life. But he didn't want to marry her until after his reputation as a poet was secure, and he went off to Rome, where he himself died of tuberculosis. It was on this day that a German priest and theology professor named Martin Luther published his 95 Theses, which led to the Protestant Reformation. He was not looking for a split with the Catholic Church. He was hoping to be a reformer, but he was upset by corruption within the Church, especially by the practice of selling indulgences, which Pope Leo X was using to raise money for the restoration of St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. But the dispute went deeper than that. It had to do with the doctrine of justification and salvation. The Catholic Church's position was that man could not be saved by faith alone. Good works must accompany the faith, and buying indulgences counted as something somewhere between good works and spiritual insurance. Luther insisted that that was wrong, that only God could grant salvation. The Pope could not. And the practice of selling and buying indulgences was harmful to Christianity. It was a false assurance that misled people. There were attempts at mediation, but a great confrontation between Luther and the Pope developed. He was excommunicated, declared a heretic and an outlaw, which made him a hero in Germany. He went into hiding, translated the Bible from Latin into German, which was of great importance linguistically. It helped unify the different dialects of German. He married a nun, broke his vow of chastity, continued to celebrate Mass into his old age, but in German rather than Latin. And it's the birthday of Juliet Gordon Low, born in Savannah, Georgia, 1860, who founded the Girl Scouts of America in 1912. The Girl Scout cookie came about in 1917 for fundraising, and 2 years ago, a Girl Scout named Jennifer Sharp from Dearborn, Michigan, set a record. She sold 17,328 boxes of Girl Scout cookies. Here's a poem for today by Chad Sweeney, The Methodist and His Method. Underground in the cemetery, my grandfather preaches to the other corpses. They clap inside their boxes, nicely arranged in Sunday clothes, in long rows like pews. His words stir hope that conditions may change. Each man has been given his rowboat, he says, to lie back in and watch the sky, braiding and unbraiding its light. No one is safer than we are. The Methodist and His Method, a poem by Chad Sweeney, from Parable of Hide and Seek, published by Alice James Books, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, you can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Produced by Nick Vetter and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor, hoping you'll come see A Prairie Home Companion on a movie screen near you Thursday, October 21st, live. Visit us at prairiehome.org for movie theater and ticket info, and we'll see you there.